I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the 916, it's the Wake Up Call.
On 106.5, The End.
The End.
As sad as it is, the internet and the world seem to be slowly forgetting what Travis Scott did. If you Google Travis Scott's name now, Astroworld or Houston does not come up right away. You have to go.
No.
Yeah, you have to go a little further to find it. It's sad. And you can tell.
I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but that tells me somebody has been scrubbing the old Google.
Oh, I believe that. And he can feel that because he's leaving the house and making public appearances, which I think is too soon. You still need to be a hermit for a while there, Travis. But anyway, he did something and Kanye West was involved. Kevin has the details. Kevin, tell us what happened.
It was hilarious. So over, I don't know when this was. It was recently, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's daughter, Chicago's, had a birthday. Her fourth birthday, she shared it with Stormy, Travis Scott, and Kylie Jenner's daughter. But Kanye West was not invited to this party. And Kanye took it to social, was talking about how he wasn't invited to his own daughter's birthday. And then Travis, the hero, came in and was like, hey, I'm going to give you the address. You show up because you deserve to be at Chicago's birthday.
Wait a second. Silly me assuming that it's at the Kardashian house.
No, it's at the Jenner house.
You idiot.
They had it at the Jenner house. So he didn't have that address?
No, he didn't even know when or where the birthday was. He didn't even know the birthday was happening.
At least he knew there was a birthday. I mean, that's
well, he had to have known the birthday was happening. He took to social media to say, I can't go to my daughter's birthday.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm sure it's because he probably saw somebody in the Kardashian clan post something like, oh, got these new Manolos for my niece's birthday party at Wacky Tacky, you know, or something like that. All right, so go ahead.
Chicago's first llama.
But it's just so funny because I'm pretty sure Travis was like, okay, hey, I'm going to give you the address, but don't tell anyone it got it from me. And then Kanye posted on social and said, shout out to Travis for giving me the address. And it's just so funny because when he showed up to the party, security stopped him at the door.
No!
Yes, it was so embarrassing. But luckily, Kylie Jenner walked by and saw him and then let him in. So bless their heart. Hold on a second.
So wait a second. So Kim threw the party, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so Kim Kardashian throws her daughter a party. Oh, I guess because
it's Stormy and Chicago.
It was a joint party. Okay, mm-hmm. So Kylie did have some kind of pull with the event. But how funny that they literally said, if Kanye shows up, do not let him.
Yeah, security stopped him.
What's funnier is that Kanye's absolutely that friend. And I could have guessed this. Like, we'll post on their Snap story, like, hey, shout out to Jeremy for giving me all the answers to my math quiz today.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, shut up. I was doing you a solid. And you're telling everybody.
Not only that, too, but it's also so funny. This is, there hasn't been they're just like us more, except for the security part, but who like doesn't know at least one person that has that crazy baby daddy? They're like, listen, I am going to have a birthday party for Ashley, and listen, do not tell him where or when it is. He's going to show up, he's going to be drunk, okay? So nobody do it. Somebody says, you should probably just get security or something like that. Well, I can't afford that. Like
that's what we did, like, to my Uncle Chuck when we would have, like, family funerals. Yeah. And be like, you can tell Uncle Chuck that Aunt Mona died, but don't tell him when the funeral is or where it's going to be, because you know he's going to show up in a Caltrans vest with a pack of Natty Lights.
Oh, man, they're just like us. So did he cause a scene at the party or no?
No, he was actually very calm. He enjoyed the party, enjoyed everyone's present. He didn't cause a scene or anything. And then he left.
Okay.
And he later took it to Instagram, was like, I really appreciate that everyone was so respectful and let me come. And then he was like, all you need is communication with people and then there's understanding.
Katie's right. They didn't. They didn't let
him
come.
They didn't let you come.
Eventually they did.
Since you ever letting me crash a party. And finally you just let me in because you didn't want me to cause a scene. Thank you.
Because you know that he would. Like, if they kept putting their hand on his chest trying to get into his daughter's birthday party, you know eventually he'd be outside of his ex-mother-in-law's house just like a drunk baby daddy would, screaming about, this bitch won't let... Hey, all you neighbors need to know that this girl that lives here in
no. You have to do it Kanye style. I am Jesus Christ.
Right.
I am God.
It's my daughter's birthday, and slavery was a choice.